Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Mm-hmm. Loving Heavenly Father, with our senses filled by tidings of a new year, we thank you for the promises you give about our new life in Christ. We thank you for your gift of the Spirit of wisdom, and we pray that you would give us greater peace and joy in the knowledge of you, that we may have the eyes of our understanding enlightened. And in this time, when the world hopes in vaccines and mandates and government relief funds, ground us instead in the hope of your calling. Give us eyes to see not just the dissension and chaos all around, but much more the riches of the glory of your inheritance and the greatness of your power toward us who believe. Give this grace especially to those who are suffering today, to those afflicted by your worldwide plague. We pray especially for Michael, and we thank you for Susan's negative test. We pray for Ralph and Patty's son, and for Paul Edgar, who did not escape the virus. We even think of those who, while not directly infected, have had their medical care adversely affected by COVID. Please be with Helen and her issues, which could not be addressed during the pandemic. While we thank you for the worldly hope that you provide through the work of doctors, nurses, and researchers, grant us a fuller hope in your providence, that before even the foundation of the world, you chose us to be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, that we would be holy and without blame before him in love. We praise the glory of your grace, that 2020 was not a surprise to you, but that through all the chaos, you were bringing about everything according to the good pleasure of your will, that we might be accepted in the Beloved by our adoption as sons for Jesus Christ unto himself. We also know that 2021 will likewise work toward this purpose, and we pray for all the changes that this new year will bring. We know that for many, those changes will start darkly, with the absence of loved ones. Be with Dennis as he executes his brother's estate, and with Norma, Kristen, the Barreros, and all the others who begin the year with a new emptiness. For some, this new year brings hopeful changes. Be with John and Annette's move to a better physical and political climate. We grieve their loss within our congregation, but look forward with hope to your plans for them in Florida. In other realms, we have no idea what this year will bring. Please be with Jerry, her mother, and her sister. We pray for the election in Georgia, for the Electoral College, for the inauguration of our next president, and plead that you would have mercy on our nation, which has so thoroughly neglected your word and your law. We pray that your work this year would be characterized by mercy and not judgment. As you've done in the past, save your people, the remnant of Israel. We pray that your great work in this country, you would bring forth Christians from the north and from the south, a great throng of those who are saved only because you have caused them to walk by the rivers of the water of life into the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Be a loving father to those whom you have ransomed from the hand of the strong one. May the good shepherd lead them, causing them to walk in a straight way from which they shall not stumble. Gather us from the ends of the earth so that we may all sing of the goodness of the Lord. And in this new year, though the world may be fading away, we pray that you would water our souls, turn our mourning into joy, and make us rejoice and dance, knowing that we can only be satisfied with your goodness. Especially during this Christmas season, we adore you, that this goodness has been provided within a mystery. The one who has a divine Father, the one who subjects all things to the power of his will. He has a human mother, and as a child was subject to her will. The one whose wisdom itself, whose infinite power sent the moon on its height, in time he increased in wisdom and in stature. The eternally beloved of the Father, whose life is the light of men, he increased in favor with God and man. Grant us that we may search and find your Son within his temple today. It is by the intercession of that Son, and through the power of your Spirit, and to the glory of the Father, that we rise today and recite the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should, at all times and in all places, give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven.
And the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Blessed is he who comes in the name.
Christ be with you as you are seated. At least spiritually, we pass the peace to each other here, even as we come to his table here. And again, the communion table is the fulfillment of all of the Old Testament feasts, sacrifices, and festivals, as Jesus Christ himself is our peace offering. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Father God, our forefathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. But you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us this bread, we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be fulfilled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.